Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Visit blackoutx.com/Doug for your special offer.
Hey, everybody. Since day one of this program, I've been trying to get these two gentlemen on the show, and now it has finally happened. Brian Posehn and Kevin Smith, everyone.
Hello.
One of the greatest comedy duos of all time.
Finally reunited after all those years because of that weird cuckold situation. We got over
we
it.
Gonna
and
get into that.
We're going to smoke it out right here. Fuck Entourage. Hug it out. We're going to smoke it out. Can we curse him?
Right? Yeah.
Fucking
out. I was thinking the other day, instead of hugging it out,
yeah,
people
you can
should
smoke
fuck
weed,
it out.
But you can't say fuck.
I don't know. There's weird rules on the internet.
Yeah, that could happen. But no,
is that kind of show where you can literally have dead air while you drink? Everyone's just like, what's going to happen next? He took a drink.
I just stupidly assumed that one of you two guys would say something while I was drinking. Yeah,
I did. I tried.
Yeah. There's a paramedic outside, right?
Yeah. We got an EMT.
I wish there was always a paramedic hanging out while I'm getting high. Just in case.
Yeah, because, you know, when you go down, it's something's going to happen.
Yep. Is that what we do on the show? Get high and blow each other?
No.
Nobody told me that second part, but I'm here.
I meant queer over, but if that's what weed makes you do, then I'm sure Brian can hook you up. Mm-hmm. Right? You'll let
sometimes
him blow. You'd let Kevin Smith blow
as
you.
I'm falling.
Yeah. All right.
Things got a little awkward for
yes,
sure.
I don't know what was. I just don't
sorry
know
about
happening.
The whole us blowing each other thing. Let's talk about weed, right?
Was that? Do you think that was a record for you, though, that you went 2 minutes without talking about anyone blowing anyone?
No, the record is me going 2.5 minutes without mentioning Clerks, and I just broke it. Thank you. I did make Clerks once, ladies and gentlemen.
I saw Clerks in a motion picture theater San Jose, California. I was traveling road comic, and I went to like the local art house because, you know, that's where it played because it was in black and white.
Yeah.
And had a lovely time.
You sounded like Wilford Brimley telling that story. That's where
I've been a fan ever since.
Because it was black and white. And I saw it and I said, we'll never get older and we'll never die.
Very specifically, Brimley from Cocoon.
Yeah. The best Brimley. The only other great Brimley to me.
I was thinking oatmeal Brimley.
Well, there's that Brimley, but that's everybody's Brimley. But if you're going to embrace like a really outside the box Brimley, it's Brimley and the Firm, where he's showing Tom Cruise pictures of him fucking somebody else on the beach. He's like, no wife wants to see this, things oral and whatnot. And you know what he was talking about. Wilford Brimley was talking about blowjobs. The human walrus talking about blowjobs. Walrus.
Did Wilford Brimley inspire your new film?
It did. I tried to cast him
Tusk
first.
Tusk is the Wilford Brimley story?
Couldn't get him and went for Justin Long instead because
so
in the
close.
Hollywood pecking
so
order,
close.
It goes Brimley Long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to be doing whatever.
Are you literally just texting people while the show's going on?
No. Now I'm the alarm went off because it's 4:19.
So that means
we got to be smoking in the next minute.
Is that the premise of the show?
Yeah, well, you know, it's
does
a jumping
music
off
kick
point.
In? Like, wow, 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 wow.
No, but now you mentioned it. Maybe it should.
It's like a match game moment.
We have a couple of theme songs you'll hear as the show progresses, but
no button, you just pull.
No button, Blackout X, disposable. It's got, what's it got in it today, Brent? He's not here.
Probably this.
It's got some sort of wax in there. We don't. You didn't make any waxes, but we'll get to those in a second. But anyway, it's 4:20, gentlemen. Let's go ahead. You just there's nothing to do. You just inhale. You just pull.
Is that the hole?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like me having sex. Here we go. Is this the,
is that the one?
Where's the button though?
There's no button. No button at all.
You just inhale.
Just hit it. Yeah.
Don't you like to pretend it's a flute when you do it?
I do. It doesn't make any of that horrible flute noise.
Mm-hmm.
Do Did I get anything?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, I did.
And this, just coming in, thank you, Danielle. This is amazing. This is also from our friends at Blackout X, and it's a dry herb plus, I think it's called. Is that what it's called? And you just put your actual weed in there, and it heats it up to like about 400 degrees, so it's not burning it, but it still burns.
It's like I'm not here.
It's amazing.
They're not even talking to me anymore. They're talking to each other.
No, you can listen.
Yeah, you can totally hear all these
people. I like to smoke alone because we smoke with people. Yeah. All of a sudden, they're like, "Hey, man," they forget there's a third guy in the room. I wear a very loud jersey so that you have
just
to pay
so we'll talk to you.
Yes. This is the cool moment I never had in high school, hanging out with the burners, man. This is awesome.
That is true. You were a late starter, if you will.
What are you smoking in there?
What is in here today? What is it? Oh, this does have tusk in it? All right, here we go. Thanks for mentioning it.
So, yeah. So
that's the Mr. Tusk is the indica.
Zoom in on a real close product shot.
I don't know if they do those here. And then the sativa is called White Walrus. And Mr. Tusk and White Walrus are available at Buds and Roses in the Valley here in Los Angeles.
I'm actually going there
and
right
now. You're
after
going
this.
There for a. What do you sign when you go to a pot store? You just sign the bottles?
It's the first. I've never done it before. Yeah. I've signed a lot of things. I've signed a testicle once. I've signed a side boobs and stuff, but I've never
in a
signed
jar one of these. Hanging out of a
it was Hitler's ball, and I was just like, I'm making my mark on history. No, it was somebody pulled it out. And then, I've signed people who get tattoos, but I've never signed one of these. This will be a first. It looks like I'll sign a few, hopefully. Unless I get there and they're like, ladies and gentlemen, the guy made Clerks, and there's nobody in line and stuff, which would be fine. Then I'd smoke up with the employees.
I think there's a few people that are probably going to jump in their car as soon as this show is over, because here in California, we'll be done. Yeah, we'll be done at 5 o'clock. She watches this?
She does. She loves you. She's we'll like, I love when that boy smokes his marijuana with his friends. Why can't you do that, Kevin?
Why can't you? Let me see if I can get this thing to go. Sometimes it needs to get warmed up to a certain level. It might not be there yet.
Do you guys tend to smoke with others? Is that for me?
This one's a little
thank
cocktail.
You. Oh, my God. It's like being at a place where you hold up a green or red sign, they throw meat at you at that restaurant. My sign, consider it green all the time, literally. All right, so I can just press and go.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just one filled with weed as a burner.
I think that might have a little wax in it, too. I think she said it was a cocktail of both, because you can put all sorts of things in there. And if you use the code DUG10 at checkout at Blackout X right now, $10 off. Everything in the store, anything you can get $10 off, and you can also get $10 off of your pre-orders of this thing, the dry herb plus.
Sell, motherfucker, sell.
Yeah, right.
Listen to that. You hear that, kids? Sold by a pro.
I know how to read off of a card.
Can't believe you're not already out there with one of these in your hand after a pitch like that.
Holy shit. Like top loaded with plugs because you can't do it later.
It's
super high.
Yeah, this gets more difficult to do as it goes along, as you'll see. We might all just be staring off.
Has the show ever gone completely off the rails, like really early?
David Cross like did a pretend walkout where like he did a hit and I said you know would you like to hit something else, and he was like no, and he got up and walked out the door, but then he came back. If he'd have really left, I would have been so happy.
He can't commit to it.
Because that's such that would have been a hilarious commitment. Because he'd been sitting there for 2 minutes, drove all the way over here. That would have been pretty awesome. But he stayed on the show, and we had a
yeah. When you
fake
leave, you kind of got to really leave.
Mm-hmm.
I did that with my career. I didn't fake leave. I left. I left filmmaking for a while, and I came back recently with this Walrus move, but my wife's been busting my balls going, I knew you weren't going to really retire. I said, no, I really did. The only reason you get to the Walrus movie is because you're done in your head.
Well,
like, the only reason you make a Walrus movie is because you're like, obviously, I don't give a fuck about my career anymore. You know?
Well, the last two movies just sort of felt like also you were like, let's see how they react to a Kevin Smith movie that doesn't seem at all like a Kevin Smith movie. Like,
it's like you were in the room when
version.
I conceived them, and I said that out loud, like a Shakespeare character. Look, see how they react to a Kevin Smith movie? That's not okay. It wasn't even that. It was just, I got to a place where I ran out of interesting things to say, because I stripped my personal life for all the early movies that people tend to like more. And so I stopped living a real life once Clerks got picked up. And so at a certain point, the movies become about making movies or other movies that you've seen before. So the thing that got me here was doing something weird and original that nobody else wanted to do, make a movie about me and my friends and shit. And then I tried to desperately guard my career and figure out what other people were doing. You know, it's just like, what's selling, what's marketable and stuff, instead of what do I want to do? What makes me happy? Because that's what got me here. So by the time you get to that Walrus picture, or even before that Red State, I got to a place where I ran out of personal things to say. And I was the only kind of filmmaking I knew. I was barely a filmmaker, as every critic will tell you. All I did was like take shit out of my heart, put it on platters, project it and be like, what do you think? Like, Clerks exists because I was a clerk. Mallrats exists because I hung out with my friends in the mall chasing Amy. I had problems dealing with a girlfriend's past. Dogma because I was a Catholic. Altar boy who'd sit in church and giggle every time the priest said, blessed be he who comes in the name of the Lord. So I didn't really make films.
I really thought you were going to do every one of your movies for a second.
I could have, dude. I could have. That's what happens to me when I smoke. My commercials get much sharper is all I'm saying. Anyway, so I got to a place where I ran out of personal shit, so I just started trying to do what was marketable. Now I'm at that place now where I'm like, well, I can't do personal, because if I write about personal shit, it's like, oh, it's about a dude who got married and had a kid and he's happy and things worked out.
Ugh,
happy
so
people don't make good art. Exactly.
No, so I had to start making into a walrus. That's what we're talking
well,
about.
Well, it's basically, I got enough craft now. After 20 years of doing it, I know how to make a movie. And since I don't have anything personal to say, now I'm like, well, let me just make shit up. Because that's what like David Cronenberg did. David Lynch did. Even George Lucas, he didn't go to high school with a fucking Wookiee. He made that shit up and then, you know, made a movie about it. So now I guess I'm in the stage of making shit up part of my career and putting rubber in it, like, you know, dude in a walrus costume.
But you're right also about the running out of, like Lucas, every idea he had in the later Star Wars movies was just sort of like a warmed over, almost like a weird ripoff of a Star Wars movie. Like, he almost, mm-hmm. he lost track of...
Let's not get started. I don't want to be high and arguing about Star Wars.
I think we're all on the same page. I don't think we're going to argue. But all of these pipes on the table that we have here are all loaded up with the sativa, which is white walrus, because most of the guests prefer a sativa, especially if they've got things to go and do after this show.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you this, like, it's going to sound like a stupid question for a guy that smokes so much weed, but what is the sativa supposed to do to you versus indica? For me, it's all garbage in, garbage out. As long as it lights, I'm happy. And so,
it gets you high. Yeah, I'm afraid a lot of us are that.
I know the difference between the two, and I like...
This is not. Here, try this one.
I prefer sativas over.
Yeah, you don't want my mouth on it? There you go.
They would say...
See this? It's like National Health Organization?
Mind high versus body high.
Do you agree with that? Do you think that's for real?
Nah, they all kind of do that. And the thing I've noticed is, like, indica makes me sleepy.
Watch this. I could switch out.
And people like, what's happening?
Fuck. Oh, no, this is the one. That was a stoner moment. I just switched out the head from my pen. Keep going.
Oh, okay.
I'm totally listening.
Indica couch is all you have to do. Remember that. Is that it's gonna set you back more theoretically.
So that's the one that's
theoretically,
to be like,
but you smoke so much weed, I think you'll be all right even with an indica.
But sativa is the one that's supposed to make you like, I'm ready to work.
That's what they say, but then sometimes
you still don't feel like working sometimes on a sativa. Like, it's
nodding
just
out during Top Chef.
Makes you high. It just makes you
that's
high.
That's what I don't do though. I don't smoke and watch things. Once I start smoking, as you said earlier, late in life, I made this kind of deal with myself where I was like, look, if you're going to do this, just make sure you're doing something creative while it's going on. That way nobody will ever give you shit. Nobody will sit there and be like, oh, you're a fucking stoner watching TV and shit. If you're a stoner making TV, nobody gives you crap. So I said, as long as I'm smoking, as long as I'm creating something, making something, then nobody can give me any shit. And that's why for the last few years I've been overly productive, because I just want to smoke all the time. And to justify the smoking, I have to keep creating things.
All right, I'll sign up for that program. And and directing Tusk, do you like wake and bake and spend the whole day taking hits while you're directing a film?
As long as I'm on this earth, I'll be waking and baking. You know, I'm 44. There's fewer years ahead of me than behind me. And you know, I'm sure some people would be like, no, live a real life. This is a real life, man. You know, I don't have to convince you I'm selling this guy. It's true to the audience. Yeah, some people need water.
The audience doesn't need convincing.
No, they're on this one. But everything I do, I wake up, I just wake and bake. So the movie, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, of course. Like, cool. It's just, it was born in a blaze. It would be irresponsible to be like, well, I can't be smoking weed while we're making this Walrus movie.
You could bet Altman smoked probably a lot on the set.
From what I understand, until he left Toes Up off of a set, and he was a blazer. And like, he always, I ran into him every once in a while at a film festival, and he always seemed serene, like the Buddha. And that was long before I was a smoker, and people would be like, he's a stoner. I'd be like, really? Because I thought stoners sat on couches and didn't do shit. Seth Rogen was the first stoner that broke that mold for me, because he was overly productive and constantly baked. And so, I'm probably not constantly, but he was baked an awful lot. And I was like, God, if that kid can do it, man, why can't I? And I hadn't been a big smoker prior to that, but like, I smoked with him on the set of Zach and Miri. We were in post. We just wrapped and we had a celebratory smoke and watched some cut footage. And I just giggled a lot. And I liked who I was. I liked that all the pretense went away. I wasn't worried about anything anymore. Didn't worry about what my position
was. It explains why you talk so much.
Why?
Like, now there's a reason. Like, when you talk like this before you got high, people are like, what's he on? Now they're like, oh, he's high.
Exactly. Most people assume, though, they're like, wow, it must be coke. But it's not coke. Weed does that.
No, you're way too serene to be on coke.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't...
This is so weird. It's like hanging... I feel like a freshman hanging out with two seniors who are like, you don't know about coke, fatty.
Tell me about coke.
What about it? I've never tried it. Never even tried
it. You're like, you're
not, no, I mean, the way people act
around
on
people.
It. They're really up and spazzy and not this relaxed.
I don't know anybody. I mean, Jason Mewes, who I know who's gone through almost every drug on the planet, I've never really seen him in his coke phase.
So well, that's what I got today was, a bunch of... people were guessing that you were going to come on, and then they were tweeting that Jason should come on with you. And I wrote back, oh, that guy's, it's not his thing anymore.
Because
when you have all those other drugs that are a problem, this one can be a gateway. I don't think it's a gateway.
He's honestly, we shouldn't be on it. This isn't working. I'm not getting anything. I have to go back to this little stick thing. That was working up.
Down for a little while.
Before shows, is that it?
It's those things are...
How long?
They come with instructions.
How long?
Like 10 seconds.
10 seconds? Don't do it?
He's saying, don't worry about it. Oh, that's the thing I should have said. Oh. It's a prototype, so that's another reason why it might be.
So we're in Hollywood, and everything's fake like it is in the movies.
Yeah.
Right on.
This isn't really a bowling pin, but this I finally brought this in because a guy's been begging me on Twitter, but it's this place I get a lot of my pipes from, Chameleon Glass, sent me this a few years ago. They call it the Lebowski pipe.
Nice.
It's shaped like a bowling pin, but it's also disgusting because I've been using it for years. So I'm going to turn it around to the pretty side here. And this is called, now we're going to call it, because someone said it and I agree, this is the squirrel. See how this is his head and this is his big bushy tail?
I could see it. I would have called it the Friday night.
Right? That's Margaret Cho had a similar thought.
Yeah, for
she
sure.
wanted to put one in one hole and one in the other hole.
Gross.
I know, right? But you know Margaret.
Yeah.
Hey, let's settle this hash real quick, or maybe we'll do it after we get back from the break, because Margaret said some stuff about me on the show last week that I want you to say is absolutely not true.
Well, I didn't see it, but yeah.
The show? No, I'll tell you what she said.
Okay.
But we'll take care of the whole thing.
It's like I'm not even here.
Right after the break.
I said five things.
Great day today, morning.
That's my shit.
They say LA is the home of the fakes. That's why I keep my residence east of Silver Lakes. Doing what it takes to get by and get a piece of the pie. I gotta buy a bunch of stuff that starts with I. Phones, Macs, and pads, you better go ask your dad what it was like in the old days they had. Artists and crafts and skills, that's how they stack the bills. Nowadays, people only know how to snack on pills. For reals, don't you think that I can tell by the way that you act that you're going through hell? The psychological frontier is finally here. That's why I slam a beer and try to have no fear. Every night I dream I'm in a haunted house full of malevolent ghosts just trying to come out. They wanna put me in a grave, but I'll never be a slave to another soul's misery. It's me that they trying to bum out. Bump this with this dragon, that's my Chinese.
Hey, we're back.
Bogey in here.
Kevin has lit up his own pre-roll that he brought. What do you think's in that? Do you have any idea if that's a sativa or an indica or anything?
This is OG S, San Bernardino Valley. That's what is OG SFV.
Okay.
I'm not good with the
nose. It's probably sativa, but you never know. Right? Does OG always mean one thing or the other? I don't know.
I don't think so.
OG, I was told, means ocean grown, not original.
OG always means indica.
Indica.
That's what they're saying in my earpiece that I don't have. But Brian, last week Margaret Cho claimed that when I first met her, which was probably around the year that she and I were in the San Francisco Comedy Competition.
1990s?
Yeah. But I knew you and her simultaneously is what I'm saying.
Right.
And I started smoking pot in earnest very shortly after meeting and hanging out with you.
Right. You didn't become a full-fledged stoner till I bought you your first pipe when we worked for MTV.
There you go.
Yeah. But
is that true?
Yeah,
was your origin point? You were his Seth Rogen?
But I mooched all the time. Yeah, no, I mooched a lot.
Yeah, and you smoked in SF when you were there, and then when I moved down here, we were smoking all the time.
Yeah, and sometimes you're probably annoyed. Like, I'd be like, hey, Brian, where's the weed? You'd be like, hey, why don't you get some once in a while? So instead, I started a talk show. But the thing she said was that I was in a car with her and someone else, and they were smoking weed, and I was annoyed, and I wanted them to stop. There's no way I'd be upset at people hotboxing a car.
No, you were probably
after I had met you.
Just annoyed with Margaret.
That might be it.
That might
be what she's remembering.
I heard her stop talking.
Seriously, though, Kevin, weigh in on this. Margaret's a big liar.
I think it sounds like a French bedroom farce, to be honest. At the end, you guys are going to meet cute and fall in love. Sounds like something that Julie Roberts.
She's married to somebody.
And Hugh Grant might have done in those 90s now.
Worst trip is Margaret Cho related. And the reason
you mean the worst vacation you ever went on?
Yes. No, you go to Paris, France. No, I went to, we were in San Francisco and I was shrooming with her and we were in a cab and Meatloaf was playing super loud and she wanted it even louder and we were flying through the city like we were in a movie shot in San Francisco, you know, taking advantage of all the hills.
You go off on every
jump. It was fucking frightening and I'm tripping my balls off and she wants the music louder and to this day, I like her a little less, and I will always hate Meatloaf. And I love the food Meatloaf, so to hate the music Meatloaf as much as I hate...
You gotta separate.
It's a real struggle that you have to fight with yourself every day.
Yeah.
They're like, it's not a band, it's a guy. Like,
my hatred for the music is as deep as my love of the food.
I just want to throw out for the general public, the name Shroomin' with Margaret Cho is a hot band for a hot band. I would take yes, that in a heartbeat if I had a college band.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking Everyday Brimley. What was that thing you said earlier? Something about Brimley. You said Everyday Brimley.
Not
or
Everyday
something like
Brimley.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great name for a band. You guys
Everyday Brimley. You're not a stoner singer? You get stoned?
Sure, a little bit. I Brian could tell you neither one of us are sing-along types. We weren't going to join in with what you were just doing.
I was alone there. I realized that the moment you talked to me through Brian. Yeah, how awkward was that? Right, Brian? I'm right here, dude. Look at me. Let's connect.
All right, Kevin. 2,872 people are watching us live right now. The record on this program set a few weeks ago by my friends, the Trailer Park Boys.
You got the Trailer Park Boys on?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And they broke the record.
Oh, we just did it anyway. Yeah. It took me so long
I'm
to get to this card that we
guy.
Got
yeah,
several
yeah.
hundred more viewers.
Right.
So now where are we at? What's the total?
3,020.
So you're already four over the Trailer Park Boys record of 3,016.
You know what? I have mixed feelings about that 3,000 victory.
42 now. Me well, too.
He gets 3,041. I'll take one of them.
Andy Richter.
Who's watching for you?
Just some dude.
Some dude who was like, I drove him and Margaret Cho in a cab once.
He was complaining.
I think they were shrooming.
Somebody named Birdstofer. Or Birds Topher wants to know how many times you visited the Superman versus Batman set.
I have not once at all.
All right, so fuck you, Topher.
I haven't been there. It's in Detroit. From what
he
I
just assumed that you're living on that set.
You went to the Star Wars set, right?
I've been to the Star Wars set. Maybe they were confused about it. Or maybe because I went to the Star Wars set, the cat was like, oh, I'm sure he's been
to
the
set. Just going to the sets.
Yeah. There was a period in my life where I wasn't making movies, and all I was doing was going to other people's movies and talking about them. So he's not far-fetched to think that I might have went there. Plus, the guy who plays Batman was in Mallrats once, so maybe he made that connection.
Oh, maybe.
Jason Lee's Batman?
Yes. Isn't that awesome?
Good.
My name is Bruce.
Just quit fucking around. Ethan Suplee is Batman?
Yes. Yes. You knew he was biking for a while and he got in shape. And that's
how long
why.
Can you do this for with Mallrats?
Michael Rooker was...
Yes. He made such an impression to Guardians of the Galaxy, they made him Batman.
There's no way you'll know this, but we rode on the MTV thing when you had to come out to L.A. and do the promotion.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first
time. Mallrats, yeah.
We did the Mallrats.
Really?
For the Mallrats special?
We were on the MTV payroll, and we were the two guys brought in to write something that you just came in and basically said what you wanted to say.
You guys wrote Mentos jokes.
Did we?
Yeah, the Fresh Maker was very current. So I remember this very specifically. Yeah. I got there, and they were like, these cats wrote some things for Jane, Silent Bob to do. And I was like, okay. I was not at that stage of my career. I'd be like, Jane, Silent Bob, never do this. So I read it, and one of them was about the Fresh Maker, and I had somebody explain it to me, somebody else who had their finger on the pulse, and it was Jason, and he was just like, there's a commercial where they say the Fresh Maker and everyone thinks it's funny. I was like, all right, let's do it. You guys wrote that?
When we worked at MTV.
You can still find it online.
Yeah, what a memory
when we worked
of this
at
guy.
MTV, we just sat it's in a room weird, getting kids. High watching MTV, making fun of the things that we were watching on the network and writing jokes about that. That's
so you were
like
paid
all we
to be
did.
Beavis and Butthead.
Basically. Yeah.
We really were. It was a good time.
Fun couple
days.
Of gigs, yeah.
It was a good time to be
those
alive.
Those were the days, my friend.
Nope, not going to do it. It's not going to catch it.
Right
it's not going to catch on.
Really?
What if I did? It's
what
not going to happen.
Yeah. What if, you know me 20 years and I just started singing.
What song
it's my
do
new
you
thing.
Like, maybe what's your hook that I could grab you with later on? What's your favorite? You like Anthrax?
Yeah, you get some Pantera or some Anthrax or something.
I'm just going to spring it on you like a jungle cat.
Isn't, I think a Weezer song that I really like is the end title song of Mallrats. Is that true? Suzanne?
Is it true that you like
the name of the monkey that you're walking away with?
You're going to have to confirm that for us on your show. Is it true?
Yeah, that's true,
right?
That's
the name of the song.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Was that the name of the monkey?
The name of the monkey, in the movie, we called the monkey Suzanne, but in real life, I don't think that's an orangutan. Not a monkey, because monkeys have tails. Orangutan, great ape, don't have tail. I don't think its real name was Suzanne.
Oh, you know I just say monkey about everything. Like, pretty much, I say that about the cat next door.
Totally.
Squirrels.
Where's that stupid monkey of yours that keeps meowing all night? So people send us questions on Twitter. You may have surmised that's what I'm looking
now
at.
Now I know it's you.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, it's too late on that.
Does at that Kevin Smith still have the rubber poop monster?
I have the headpiece and half of the torso. It's up in Jane Silent Bob's secret stash, the comic book store in New
Jersey.
That's
the kind of thing a person named Johnny Hemp 1 would worry about.
That's awesome.
Does he still have that?
Thanks to Johnny
I've
Hemp 1.
I've
got to
find out.
My kid might go to college one day. Thank you, Johnny Hemp 1, for giving a shit.
This question is for all of us, and I've been told this question gets sent in every week, and I guess we've ignored it until now, but I'm finally going to ask it. What's your favorite soup?
Beef barley. Thank you. I knew it was going to be controversial, but I knew I'd get half the room on that. Posehn?
I wish I'd pick it. The guy
not from there, but New
powerful.
England clam chowder.
New England clam chowder.
Oh, all right.
Very yeoman-like choice, but excellent, excellent.
And I'm from San Francisco.
Hence the hat. Not because you like any kind of sports at all.
No, not at all. I have to defend this hat all the fucking
guys
time.
Guys come up to us in bars or whatever. And they're like, yeah, the Giants. And Brian's like, I'm just wearing it because I am one.
Yes, I have said that.
What?
Remember the guy yelled at me outside of Juliana Hadfield like 20 years ago? Say, what are you, a computer nerd? Because first he goes... And that's when that was a put-down 20 years ago.
That was before Silicon Valley
caught on.
Some
way of slamming somebody. No, because first he goes, so you don't... he started drilling me about, you don't follow baseball at all. And we're walking out of the club, and I can't believe this is even happening. The guy's like, what about football? And he starts naming every sport. I'm like, nope, don't get give a shit, never have, don't follow anything. And then he goes, well, what do you like? I don't know. And he goes, you're a computer nerd. Just,
that's it. That's a perfect summation of a person that doesn't like
what's in high school
any sports.
Was just walking
this
down
in
the
real
street
life. Life. IRL, as the kids yes. say. As the computer nerds might say. Sorry.
I'd say.
I lost all the people.
From now on, when they ask you, just go, oh, I like UFC. That gets them off my back. And then if they have a follow up question, like if they ask you about a certain fighter, just go, oh, he's a beast. And you're always right because they're in the fucking UFC. Right. So, yeah, you don't have to have too long a conversation about it.
Shortest conversation you could have, rather than I love USC, is just say, I love you, and then see what happens.
Oh, yeah. You're into sports? I love you.
I love you.
What'd you say? I said, I love you.
And really throw some creep into it.
Yeah.
I love you.
With a 1,000-yard stare, just like, I love you.
I love you.
Oh, my God, I love you.
I love you.
All right, you guys are not going to get any love on the message boards if we don't smoke some more.
All right.
Did your thing die?
I'm already so fine.
Are you good?
I'm good.
You sure you're good?
I smoked way more than you guys. You guys were doing the fake smoking with, like, this is good with the prototypes. I actually hit my shit.
This is
that's why the numbers went up.
Fake smoking.
This is way more high than I get during the day.
Is it really?
Yeah, well, I'm out of my fucking skull right now, and I'm talking like a goddamn idiot.
You got a long ride home.
Yeah,
you know?
It'll be nice.
Do you have a driver?
Yeah. We send somebody to pick up everybody.
Can you whack it in the back of an Uber? Will they?
I don't know.
It's like in a limo.
Yes.
I just put up the screen.
They don't give a shit.
A limo.
You know what I mean? Yeah, they don't give a shit.
And I'm like,
right?
That's an awesome band name
but
as well.
Uber.
In a limo.
They don't
Uber,
care if you drive off.
I gotta know. Are you really that big?
A little bit.
Really?
Yeah, no, I am. Way more high than it. Well, I get this high at night.
Let's get into Brian's high history. Kansas. Put high history logo up. Good job.
This is how high I get when I'm like making Legos for my kid and he's asleep. Because he's 5, so we buy Legos that are way more advanced than him, and I just stay up super high and do it. And it's like a Lego elf did it. Fucking high, fat Lego elf.
The wife and the kid don't wonder the next day, though, when the elf has a big boner or something that you added while you were high?
What are you talking about?
You can't put boners on them?
I'm saying the elf.
Oh, what? I don't know what's happening.
He's building something for his kid. He's
he
not
wakes up in the morning
out.
And it's been magically,
erected.
Built without
like
a boner.
An elf did it.
That's
yeah, I get it. The elf did it. I thought it was an elf.
How high are you, dipshit?
I'm doing
really? You guys are shameful. How lost you are, man.
No, because I did that thing that stoners do where I'm only thinking about the next thing I want to say, and I'm going to totally fucking forget it if I concentrate on what's actually being said to me, and I still got it. And it's that Brian took a sabbatical when his child came along and has recently started up again.
Mm.
And that's why we're lucky to have him on the show, but also that's why he's so high right now because he doesn't smoke continuously like we do.
You vouch for this?
Yes.
That's
what's your excuse?
That's the story. For being this high?
Yeah.
I've been hitting it pretty hard.
What, on the show?
Yeah, right
before
since
show.
We got here and a little before. Too.
I smoke on
when
the
I get high,
I was
get
testing
judgy.
All this shit.
As you can tell, when I get high, I get judgy. I'm like, you're not high enough. Neither are you. I gotta get real suspect.
All right, Kevin.
Ladies, gentlemen.
There you go. There you have it. No, we're doing great. This is like, we have like segments and stuff we do. We haven't gotten to shit.
Really?
Yeah.
And
that's,
how long is
that's
this show?
That's how it should be. We about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you segments that you're starting to get into?
Yeah, yeah.
Fair
enough. The first one we always do is high history, where we talk about your
which
history.
Which one's which here?
We didn't do his.
Sorry.
We did sort of. He smoked since he was probably a teenager, right?
No. Not till...
How late did you start?
20.
Oh, okay.
So that'd be like 1 year bad experience off of in high school. Like the stoners at my high school were fucking dicks. And they were not nice people. They were like worse than like some of the, you know, jock bullies and shit. So it turned me off and I had no desire to smoke it. But it was after living in Phoenix. I lived in Phoenix when I was 18 or 19.
That'll do it.
And the drug was Crystal.
Mm.
And I hated that shit. I did it a bunch. And it was so not fun. And then I smoked for real when I moved to Sacramento with a dude who knew who he was doing or what he was doing, and like was my Yoda.
Mm. Sensei.
Exactly.
And then you were mine.
sort of.
Yeah. And then, but he was like the first time I went and had like the Boogie Nights experience of going to a fucking dealer's house. Have you done that?
Never.
You missed that. Yeah, yeah.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
No, no.
It's kind of fun.
You can't miss what you don't want. Yeah, I saw the Boogie Nights and I was like, that's
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of fun when you're 20 years old and you've kind of lived in a small town. Like,
not for
and,
me.
And it gets guns are out and people are acting weird and there's
yeah,
like
I don't
a shirtless
want that
guy
back.
Vacuuming
yeah.
and shit
I don't
like
want that.
That,
back
that
again.
Would scare me off.
One guy we knew that was a really sweet kid who was sold us weed all the time. He got like beat up one time
yeah,
over
got
it.
Jumped
and stuff.
A couple of times. Yeah, yeah, people so, just yeah.
So is that what the show is about? We sit around and talk about the depressing thing.
No, 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 no,
got stoned in the past.
Let's talk about horrible things that are going to happen in the future, like to Justin Long, for instance.
Okay,
your motion picture Tusk.
Okay,
because you have you've just come front and center and said Justin Long is going to have a fucking Tusk.
Yeah, yeah, big time.
Or two
in the movie.
They're two tusks.
They make him a walrus.
Did you haggle over whether to call it Tusk or Tusks?
No, because the title or changed.
You were listening to Fleetwood Mac when you thought of it.
Yes, but the title refers to a shortened name for the only friend the main character ever had in life was Mr. Tusk. So it's shortened.
Sure.
So there was no need to ever think about the pluralization of tusks.
That's awesome. And you know what's his name?
I don't believe you really feel that.
I really do. Michael Parks.
Yes, he is.
When
awesome.
I heard that guy was in the movie, I was I was in anyway, but that really
he's
excited
the
me because he's so great in those. He's in a few Tarantino mm-hmm. things, and he's always really good. And he's nobody knows who he is or what his name is because he's so good that he's just so different every time that they can't pin him down. So much so that the company, what is it, A24 or A24?
A24. He's releasing the film.
They released a film. They bought some ad time on my movie show. Mm-hmm. I love that. Appreciate it. Happy to talk about the movie on there. But they wrote.
I heard you saw it before.
They wrote Walter Parks in the copy.
Well, I don't know if
and
they
I
did.
Said it.
Did they? Or did
they
you
did.
Say?
They did. No, we tracked it down because, right or, you know, actually, advertising company in the middle could have done it too.
Right.
There were a couple stages where it could have happened.
Right.
But when it happened, I said it out loud, not thinking about it. Sklar Brothers supposedly said it. But I got tons of tweets, and
with
I was happy to
like,
get them.
It's Michael Parks.
Because as soon as they're like,
right.
Michael Parks, I'm like, of course it's Michael Parks.
Right.
So I immediately, you know, fixed it on the show, but everybody had already downloaded it.
Right.
So I'm getting all these messages because people love to correct me the mistakes I made.
Of course they do.
They felt just a little bit superior in that
the internet.
But anyway, I feel better about that whole thing. And, and the
chest.
Viewers right now are probably bored by this discussion.
I'm trying to get the vibe of the show, and now I understand it's a confessional show. You get high, and you're like, these are my sins this week.
There's some shit that happened this week,
I said
guys.
Walter instead of Michael.
I have to talk about. But anyway, please apologize to Walter for me.
I will.
Next time
I'll let Walter
him.
Know. Good old Walter Parks. I'm ordained as a minister, in the Universal Life Church, so you could confess to me.
Me too.
That works.
You know what I'm saying?
You are also?
Yeah.
New segment.
Why?
Confess to two priests.
Some fans wanted to get married, and then...
Same here.
Then they... They still got married.
All right, I need to marry some
they
fucking
went another
fans.
Way.
I am behind on this. What happened?
I
you didn't have to do it?
Yeah, it went away after I got the license.
Oh. That's
but
like
got
if,
one.
Okay. We got to do another break, you guys. That's how fast this shit goes.
It moves by.
Both of those
quickly.
Segments were 20 minutes long.
I don't believe it.
Close, about 17. But we're going to be back.
Can we get high during the break?
Oh, that's a great idea.
He's back, kids. Hossein, we lost him again. Hossein's kids be like, what happened to Dad? Dada's like,
He's five. He's not.
He's not saying Dada or miming, shooting up. He's in that precious age in between. We'll be right back. Thank you. We're back.
Jazz.
I don't know what to do then. I think we have to really consider whether or not we're going to be able to do this at all. Do we jump ship now?
Well, let's try to work out a solution before we cancel the show.
Well, I'd love to hear an idea.
If the height's a problem, bring the camera down lower.
Naturally.
Put it like a neck brace or something around my neck and put the camera right there so it's a normal man's height.
Great.
We're back for the final segment. I can't believe this has gone by so fast of getting Doug with High with Brian Posehn and Kevin Smith. Brian smoking during the break. Kevin just with the stories, just keeping us entertained.
Kevin with the stories was
Kevin
my high school nickname.
With the stories. And is also your Indian name probably. And
No, it's gets off plane unwillingly. That's my Indian name.
At Prime
Native
Time,
American name, I should say.
I get it. At Primetime Guru on Twitter asked, "Don't leave us hanging, Doug. What's your favorite soup?" I didn't even know I did that. Cream of mushroom. 3,000.
Wow.
I know,
bold.
Weird choice, right?
Bold.
You don't like it at all?
Yeah.
I always like cream of mushroom, even when they make it bad.
Wow.
Now,
like
just, on planes.
Now he's just talking to other people and not even us. I don't understand. What
he
did
gets
we do
high
wrong?
And loses they're interest in his guests. How's it going, Clay? You having fun? Yeah.
You're such a magpie, dude. You're literally just like, look at that shiny light.
I was joking that last one. 3,255 viewers smashed the record way higher. You guys are the Willy Wonka in the glass elevator going right through the top.
If you want to view,
I didn't mean to cue another sing along.
Simply
really not even that one? You're not high enough to jump in on Charlie yet?
I will never
that sounds
be that
filthier
high.
Than I'm meant only, to.
Yeah, let's all jump in on Charlie.
Yeah, that sounds really dirty.
No, I can only do there's no earthly way of knowing which direction we are going.
Well, don't harsh my buzz. I don't want to sing that song.
I can do that whole thing.
Can you really?
Yeah.
I
memorized it. You guys are so high right now that there's only one thing.
I'm honestly disappointed. I don't think the show lives up to its title. I'm not high enough yet.
Here, dude, hit this. No one's hit this one.
Are you Doug?
It's a clean one.
I'm super Doug.
I'm very Doug.
Hit this one really hard.
I can't. Here's the thing, and I'm not prejudiced against it. When I get cold sores, fever blisters, herpes.
All right, here we go.
Whenever I
here we go. Shut it down.
Else.
Shut it down. Don't move that away from Kevin.
Exactly. You don't want this lip on anything like that.
But here's what you're going to do right now. You guys get to watch my friend Gabe's going to come out here, and he's going to do a magic trick.
Right on, man. Give it up for Gabe. How are you? Do you need to stand to do it?
Yeah.
Should we stand with you?
Preferable. If you want.
Let's stand up. It's magic, everybody.
Does that affect the cameras? Okay. Can I do that?
Here, come in here. Let me help. I'm a director. Come in here. Come in here.
He's going to go through the top of the building.
You guys got a good shot right here? Open up to the camera a little bit.
Right, so
okay.
Thanks
for
doing
it.
He can direct while he's high.
Pick a card.
Any card?
Yep.
You know what? I've been enough talking. You grab a card.
Brian, pick a card. Any card.
That one.
Okay, take it out. All right. Kevin, I'm going to have you make a mark on the card, any kind of mark that you want, your initials, or you can draw a dick. A lot of people do that.
Okay.
Just when I ask people, I draw on a card.
You draw a dick?
I draw my initials and put a dick on it.
Perfect. Nice.
Going for best
of both
worlds.
Is that your dick or just like anybody's dick?
It's a dick I saw once through a glory hole in New Mexico. Wait, do you want to see the card? What do
it
I do?
It doesn't really matter.
Do I give it to him?
I'll take the card back.
It doesn't matter at this point.
All right, what I'm going to do, I'm going to place it back in the center.
Okay.
Watch.
I've seen.
Fair?
Oh,
okay.
Right. Confirmed.
But you haven't seen there's a string that comes up through the center of the deck. If I pull on the string, it comes back up to the top.
Holy crap.
I'll do it slower. Watch.
Okay.
Into the center.
Okay.
Pulled string, back up to the top.
That's nuts. Then that's my... And it is my initials
I'll
on the dick.
I'll do one more thing, though. I'm actually going to bend the card so you guys can see that there's a bend in the card, right?
Okay.
You can see it there?
Yeah.
All right, watch.
That's crazy. Almost satanic. The power of darkness.
That might have been the best one he's ever done.
Think so?
Yeah, I think so.
He's lucky we stopped burning witches.
Thanks for coming, you guys.
That's it.
Pretty much. We got to do plugs.
Okay.
And
can we just make all these people leave and then get more high?
You know, you can continue to get high and get in your car as late as you want. We'll wait it out with you.
You can find me at Buds and Roses.
That's right. It's 7 p.m.
Doing some
and
this.
That's, is that out on Ventura Boulevard
like
out there?
Tusks.
Oh, look at that.
Photo op. Unless now everyone on the internet is taking these out and putting two dicks there.
Everyone is doing that. Everyone has the technology.
The one guy does it and everybody enjoys it.
Yeah. It just gets tweeted around. But Tusk is in theaters Friday. So how many cities is that?
It's on 600 screens, so it's not like a massive wide release, but that's pretty wide for a movie this fucking weird.
You had the big premiere last night? How'd that go?
It was wonderful. It was the Los Angeles premiere. And then tomorrow I go to Austin and have the big premiere at the Fantastic Fest there in Austin. A week ago was Toronto was our big premiere.
You're
as well.
Going to Fantastic Fest?
Yeah, you're going as well.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Our film opens. Tusk opens Fantastic
Well,
Fest.
By the time you get there, I'll know the spot.
where you can go and stand and smoke in between movies.
Right.
And it's a wonderful festival.
That's lingo. That's lingo is between the pro, like the place to smoke.
Brian and I used to always say that in front of other people, especially at work, we need to have a meeting with Bernie.
That's awesome.
And that's when Bernie Brillstein was around, so I think that's where we got it from, was throwing his name around. Brian's going to be at the Crescent Ballroom in Phoenix, Arizona on September 19th.
What am I doing?
You're just going to be, you and your ballroom dancing that you love to do at the Crescent Ballroom.
Can I throw out the Phoenix? It's a thrilling.
You're not
to sit next to.
No. I said, come on, Phoenix.
Everybody,
come see
Phoenix,
me yell about my balls and my tits and farting and Star Wars.
Well, now is the best time to say what I was about to say. Well, thrilling to sit next to Posehn, because Posehn, I love News Radio, that old sitcom. Posehn is on my favorite episode of News Radio. You crushed that.
Chock full of nuts.
But your delivery of she was a good woman too is fucking legendary in my house.
Thanks.
So you can talk about balls and farts and Star Wars. Mm-hmm.
September 20th, you're gonna be.
I built a career on that, so
I know.
At the Knitting Factory in Boise.
Yes,
that's correct.
Not a stoner town at all, Boise.
I was just there, and I got to go see what's her name, Jenny Lewis. I say about people whose names I already know, and I'm about to say, I say what's their name right before I say. Mm-hmm. Just give myself that extra second to verify it's going to be accurate. Do I hear my plugs?
Yeah, sure.
I know you guys are dying too.
Yeah,
I've got stand-up shows coming up in Sioux Falls, Sacramento, Nashville, and San Diego, and all of my dates are douglasmovies.com.
You're pretty busy for a stoner.
Yeah, I do this on Wednesdays, Douglas Movies on Tuesdays, and the weekends I'm running around the country doing shows.
Standing up and saying things.
Seeing fun things. I go to concerts a lot. I went to the Riot Fest in Chicago last weekend.
How was it?
It was awesome. Now I'm lobbying for them to add a comedy tent. It'd be really cool.
Yeah?
Because, they have lots of bands, but they're all like bands that were popular like 20 years ago. So I fucking loved it. I was just like running around from band to band. I knew all the songs and
like
everything.
Like presidents of the United States.
Again? He was starting here.
There.
And
like,
then he
Boston's were there. Dickie was there.
The and Mighty Mighty Boston?
Yeah, Social D, Cheap Trick, that kind of stuff. You know, like all that stuff.
Yeah.
NoFX, Me First and the Gimme Gimmies. Lots of fun bands.
I'm going to make you talk to me.
About what?
Anything. You start at me, and then you're like, right, Brian.
It's because that's...
Are you awkward
around
me? Is it because when you look in my eyes, you fall in a pool
program,
of love?
Kevin, when you see my movie Chronicon, where I talked to you briefly, you were nice enough to talk to me for a while, we're staring right into each other's eyes. It's a love scene.
What I was expecting more of today, but it was all dove into the pool of post.
No, today I'm giving them cheating out to the cameras. And
that's how you doing?
People are enjoying our
I took it so personally, I forgot we were in a production.
You're making it a production.
I gotta make drama to make drama.
Right. And we gotta make mugs and t-shirts apparently to keep this thing afloat. So go buy those way too expensive mugs at bit.ly/DougMerch. We'll put that on the screen. I probably didn't say it right. Do you say it like that, bit.ly, or do you have to mention that there's a period in there?
I think you're fine.
Okay. Well, I think you blow it by saying it's way too expensive.
Dude, these mugs with shipping are $28.
Yeah, but look how big these mugs are, man. Like, you don't have to go back for a second.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you.
Two cups in one mug.
And tell them what you think about the new the prototype of the pen.
That pen was awesome. I smoked it before we got on camera. That pen works incredibly well. And this one here, man, the disposable, is genius.
Yeah, you really fell in love with the disposable.
In a heartbeat. I'm going to leave here with a fistful of those and smoke them all at once.
Those are available.
Take a picture, and then people take them out of my hand, put a dick in my mouth.
So many dicks.
Thank you, Brian. Kevin Smith for being here. No show next Wednesday, but we're doing a special show at 6:15 Pacific Standard Time, Sunday, September 28th. So it's have a Sunday evening sesh with me and my guests. We'll see you then.
Visit blackoutx.com/Doug for your special offer.